Okay, here we go. Three short ideas with Rachman Shivka Rebbe, Imris Tahoros, 5783, Parshas Vayera, Lunishman's Chisra first, Lemma for Chaya Esther Tilabas Ariel Tzipora, Besosha Chayswell, also Lunishman's my grandmother, whose Yartza was on Sunday, Yehudas Bas of Yosef. Three ideas, one from the Noam Megadim, one from the Das Moshe of Kuznets, and one from the Bnei Yisoschar. First idea, Vayara Elav Hashem at Be'elo Nei Mamre, Chadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avram in the plains of Mamre, and Rashi on the spot tells us, why is Mamre, one of Avram's buddies, Zocha to be his name to be spelled out in the Torah? Chazal tells, Rashi says, quotes it, Shunasan lo eso ala milah. Because he gave Avram Avinu advice that he should do the bris milah. And all the Svarim HaKadoshim go to town. Why would Avram Avinu, who the Zohar tells us that Avram is Gematria, Ramach, Rishvam, Ches, to tell you that he didn't have one ounce of his body, 248 limbs, was all about Ratzon Hashem? He needed Mamre to tell him to do the bris milah? What's pshat? Why Dafka does he tell Mamre? So there's a lot of ideas, but I want to focus on this idea from the Noam Megadim. The Noam Megadim is a classic, as Rav Simon Shlita says, my Rebbe, the Noam Megadim is a classic Hasidish Sefer. And usually, but not every Parsha talks about a Nava. And here is no different. Says the Noam Megadim, Avodas Avraminu Hayatomid, but it's not a lechis, believe person. Avraminu's Mida was complete humility without publicizing about himself. Because that's the Voto of the Tzadikim. Hastir Starchayim. What would happen if Avraham Avinu got his bris mila in 99? He would have maybe felt a little gaivadik and said, look at me, I got my bris mila in 99. So in order to cover up, in order to not make sure he didn't become a baal gaiva, or other people didn't praise him for getting the bris mila in 99, at the end of the day, he made it look la'anshay olim she'eno aviz Hashem esbech shleimus, sharei sorach lekach eitzam enashim inakayim ol olakayim. He made it seem as if he was asking the Hamonam, the general population, if he should get a bris milah. But down deep, he was going to get a bris milah either way. Down deep, the Noam Megadim goes, well, we'd have done it if he would have said, it's not for now. But says the Noam Megadim, of course he was going to do it. But Avraham Avinu understood, Anochi off of Efer, I am but dust, he says, Avraham Avinu, with the mid of Anoch, Hatzna Alechas. And he wanted to be able to make sure. And that's the Avod of the Tzadikim, is called Kvud Abbas Melech Pinima. The holier the thing is, the more we cover it up, tzaddikim, especially when it comes to true tzaddikim, the imams don't reveal anything. To barely get your soda, you have to be so careful. Every action, every word, every letter, that's the avoda of Avraham Avinu. He teaches us the avoda of Hastaras. You don't have to show off everything you do. Make sure to stay strong with the midah of Anova. Love that insight. That's why he asked Mamre for the Eitzah, whether he should have the Mila, in order to cover up his own incredible act of bris milah, and should become a baal gaiva as well. Adi number two comes to us from the Das Moshe. Who is the Das Moshe? Das Moshe was one of the rebbes of Kuznets. I just saw on Mishpacha magazine they just got the oil right outside by the oil where the six rebbes are buried. So I'm in the Ovos Yisrael. They have now they bought the hotel there. Gavalish Mizorch to be there. Berz Hashem. The Hu Yosef Pesach Ha'ol. So the Gemara said the pasuk says that Avraham Avinu was waiting on the tent on the outdoor of the tent. Says the Das Moshe, according to the Maran Brachas of Avram and Beis, Kol Kaveya Makom L'Tivlatsa Elokei Avram Ezro. Anyone who sets their makom, anyone has a set place to daven, the God of Avram, the God of Abram, will come to help him. And says the Kushat Zemagim, not Kushat Zemagim, the Kushat Zemagim is the ankle of Das Moshe. I believe it might have been the Das Moshe's son, Kushat Zemagim's son. Yeah, Rav Moshe Yochim was the Avodah Yisrael's son. So he says, why Dafka, the God of Avram, will come to answer? What's the Torah coming to teach us here? He says, you have to look back at the Pasuk again. Avraham Avinu, who Yoshe Pesach O'ol, real Hasidic Shavuot. For who means Avraham, Yoshe Pesach O'ol. L'saya l'chol mishirak o'yse Pesach v'atzchik l'kodos ba'ol Hashem. Avraham is going to be the one who's going to be able to bring everybody in. As long as a person wants to be able to dive into their bodasham, Avram is going to help those tefillos in. For who, says the Das Moshe, who is Avram? Yoshe Pesach, well, he's going to help anyone. Avram is going to be the one who's going to help the people to daven. Because Avram Avinu is Echad Haya Avram. Avram was the first davener. He was the Avram Ivri, like Rabbi Nachman said. Rabbi Nachman says that Ivri doesn't just refer to the first Hebrew. Ivri means the whole world was on one side of the Yarden, one side of the river, and Avram was on the other side. For who? Nidaven, Avram will be there, but Yoshe Pesach oil. This reminds me of the Torah from the Baal Melech as well. We say, Pischuli Shari Tzedek, Avav Amarokah. Says David Melech, open up a little bit for the gates, and the Chodesh Baruch says, then you come praise me. Pischuli Shari Tzedek, Chodesh Baruch says, you open a little bit, then Avav Amarokah, Chodesh Baruch says, I'm going to come help you. Because my Chazal say, you do your part, the Baruch Shem, you do open up your needle, and then the whole ballroom will be able to come in. Who Yoshe Pesach oil? Avram is going to help us be able to help our tefillos go up. called Kvei Makom Natzivosto, Elokei Avram Bezor, Elokei Avram, Davka Avram, because Avram was who helps our tefillas get answered. For who is Avram? Yoshe Pesach Oa, for all those who are ready to be Yoshe Pesach, those who are sitting by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tent, in order to daven, Avram is going to help your tefillas be answered. Incredible idea, Nadas Moshe, and from the Rebbe Ramel. Finally, the third and final idea comes to us from the Bnei Sasson, Igor Dekala. So what happens? Avram Avinu says, Vayisa Ina Vayar. Literally, the second pasuk in the parsha says, he lifted his eyes and he saw. Bnei Sasson says a very simple idea. Vayisa Ina Vayar. Hakash hiksha l'mahavir hakas b'loshin v'yisa ina v'yar. He lifted up his eyes and he saw. V'loyitzach l'mar el v'yara b'luchod ma'husib b'masha omer v'yisa ina. He had to tell us that he lifted his eyes, just so that he saw. What's this lifting up of his eyes? It says Bnei Sasra, the void of a tzaddik is everything that he sees is a mistakel, is a dover. Is this part of my avos Hashem or is this not part of my avos Hashem? But rak achakach ba'alachato ma'roy losus. Says Ibn Hassas, when a Jew and a tzaddik, when a person is supposed to look, see, how am I going to use this mind of Hashem? Is this for good or is this not for me to move on? Shekodem ha'ra'iyah, la'isa inov, before you see, his bonin ba'atzma achehechli chudava roi ke'is la'asos inov liros, v'rag achachach asas pulus ha'ra'iyah. He says a person always has to be a misbonin, a person always has to think, what be a thinking person, and then if he sees, then he can be able to continue seeing. But he can't just go see. Whenever you see, that's what you think about. No, a person's got to be misboining. A person's got to be connected to Hashem. That's what Vayisa enough. He was lifting up his eyes. And then Vayai, he says, oh, there's Kedusha here. The Baal Shem Tov really tells us ideas as well. Whatever you see is a lesson from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the story goes that the Tzaddikim once saw these non-Jews putting a cross, I think, in some ice. And then they asked the Baal Shem Tov, what's the point over here seeing it? I think what the Baal Shem Tov answered is that we have to make sure not to be cold in our Avodas Hashem, not to be cold in our Yiddishkeit. That's why they put their crosses on their eyes, to make sure that we don't become like them, not only in what they're praying to, but to make sure that we're Achom Yisushalayim, not Kiros, but Chomos, that we're on fire for the Rabbonu Shalom. Vayisa Einav, when your person has to have their conscious mind, then they can be able to see, and to see, not just talking about Chasrim Shashmir Sinai, that's a separate topic, but to see what is the message in every situation, what's the Rabbonu Shalom telling us, but you have to be Mizbonin, and then a person can see. You have to think, and then you can be able to see. So let's review. The first day we talked about why Nomagan says, Chazal, why is Mamre mentioned over here? So Rashi says, because he told Avram to get Bris Mila. Why is Avram asking Mamre for Eitzah? Because he didn't want to become a Baal Gaiva. He wanted to conceal, that's the word, conceal his avodah. Because the holier the thing is, the holier it is, you don't have to tell everyone to become a Baal Gaiva. Kokfud abas malach pnima. Number two, the Das Moshe of Kuznets with Yoshe Pesach oil. And Avram Avinu was at the tent looking for people. But Gemara tells us that anyone who makes a Makom Tfilo, Komal Tfilo, Sala Keba Avram Azar. Why Dafka the Gav and Avram will answer? Because Avram was the one who, Avram was the first Davener. Avram understood what it means to daven to him. He was the monotheism. No, number one, there's only one God in the world. But who Avram? Yoshe Pesach oil. He'll come to help every single person daven. But the Rebbeinu Shem wants to see, you take that first step. Pischuli Shari Tzedek, the Rebbe Melch says in Kutish Hashana. Make your first step, then Avol Manakach Rishpach says, I'm going to come help you. Doing our part, the Rabbi Hashem and Avram Avinu help our tefillos go to Shemayim. Third and finally, from the Igor Dekal, Vayisa Einav Vayar, just say he saw. What's Vayisa Einav Vayar? He lifted up his to see. Says that B'nei Yisrael, when Igor Dekal, a person's got to be misboining, to be thinking person, is this something that am I going to use my Avodas Hashem or something I'm going to move on? Yisa. But before you even look and see, is this something I'm going to use? How am I going to use it? What am I going to use? Even before you go to every situation, any Shabbos meal, the Mizbonin, then you could be a Vayar, Vayar, then you say, should I take action or not? The Baal Shem Tov tells us everything we seek is a lesson from the Rabbonu Shem. We should be Zohar as Hashem to learn from Avram Avinu's Anova, to not flaunt our Avodas Hashem, to make sure we stay humble. And connected to Rabbeinu Shem to daven, to know that Avraham Avinu and all the others will take our tefillos to Rabbeinu Shem if he comes from a sincere and authentic place in our heart, and to really be misboining, to think and to contemplate about the Rabbeinu Shem and anything and everything we see, to ultimately bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring Chavod Shemayim B'Shkach.